Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Hi, and welcome to the Silver Gaia Show, a new two-hour show. Yay!
I know. Hi. We did it, huh?
Hi, Bree. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Did you have a good week?
I had a good weekend. Yes.
Did you?
I did. Cool. I did some crystal hunting up at Snoqualmie.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Got a handful, not a whole lot, but we were looking for new sites to dig.
You did, huh?
Yeah, it was fun and cool. It was like 75 up there in the mountain.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you have a nice weekend?
You know, things worked out really well.
Good.
So I got to tell you something.
Huh.
A lot of things started happening, and I, with my husband, and I've been talking about this male menopause, right? Well, it's over.
Yay!
So a big energy shift happened, and this is the way I call it, right? Yeah, I'm not bashing men, right?
Right.
Or female, right?
Right.
Because we're all carrying, okay, we got Susan Harmon in the studio, and she's over here trying not to laugh at me right now. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
In defense of men.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I just had to giggle.
Yeah, so it's really not gender.
No, it's not.
But then there's some of us that are all male energy and all female energy, though. And I'm one of the ones that are all female energy.
But just a quick thing, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, people blaming the way women behave or men on menopause is annoying.
Yes.
Because maybe you just hit a place in your life where you just don't want to put up with it anymore.
And I didn't.
You know, exactly.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with, I believe your emotions cause your chemistry rather than the other way around. Once that happens, then you probably are on a roll of it going back and forth, right?
Right. Yeah. So, Eric, we're done male menopausing you now.
Okay.
Eric is tough.
That can only be a good thing.
Yeah. Eric is tough.
Yeah.
So the new energy that hit shifted us all back. And I was like, it's about time, because I kept getting it wasn't going to be till next year sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up this morning, I'm going, it hit. And this is where my husband got home. And then my husband comes in with flowers. Of course, I got to cry a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll do it all, right?
I'm telling you.
You can change your mind about everything.
I'm telling you.
Bail him out of jail, whatever.
What kind of flowers were they?
They were pink roses, really dark pink roses.
Oh, nice.
And it was just like, wow, he's back.
Yay.
And so I was outside talking to my business partner, Teresa, right? I came back in, and he goes, and he was in sleep state, right? And he goes, I'm seeing red, gold, and greens, and blues on you. And then he just went back to sleep. I said, oh, he's in sleep state doing his job now.
Nice.
So that's what's been going on. So it's not that I was bashing it. It was a way for me to understand it for me, because it was so frustrating.
Yes.
And it was like, the topic for me was like, he was almost sucking my energy at times.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about energy vampires today.
Great.
Yes, we are.
Great topic.
And I want people to be aware on what they can do and how they can do it. And even if you may not realize you're doing it.
Right.
You know, we could actually be doing it to people and not realize it.
Mm-hmm. Energy vampires can be family, friends, clients, colleagues, teachers, neighbors.
Husbands.
Yeah. Even yourself.
Wives.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All types. Yeah.
No, and that's very true. Keep going.
Yeah, a whole list of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not nothing to do with gender. It has definitely to do with, I think part of it is people being asleep, and most of them aren't sitting down and being evil and making a decision, but it's being needy.
Yes. You know? Well, yeah, because we have the needy. We have the ones that gossip. We have the drama queens, the Debbie Downers, and the list goes on with that energy. Yeah.
So how can we help them, though?
Well, can I make a suggestion?
You sure can.
Okay. Well, all right. I went through this years ago. I'm living in Santa Fe, and my bedroom was upstairs. And right at the bottom of the stairs, we had a piano bench there. And we had a gentleman that was staying at our house. And I would come down every morning, and he would be sitting there on the piano bench twirling his crystals. And I'm like, he's sucking my energy day in and day out. I'm sick of this. Mm-hmm. And I just like, okay, you know what? And then it occurred to me one day, it's not my energy. It's the Creator's energy flowing through me.
Mm-hmm.
As that energy is flowing through me, if it's like it's a straw, like my being is a straw for the energy to flow through, if he's sucking on that straw,
right,
it's just bringing it through faster. It's just clearing it through me even faster. Mm-hmm. So I thanked him. And he went, well, yeah, I'm thanking you for sucking my energy. You know, it's really clearing things for me, and I appreciate it. It's a matter of shifting.
Interesting. I've never thought of that before.
Interesting. Yeah.
I never thought of that. In all the years I've been doing it, I never thought of that.
Yeah, so instead of seeing it as what you're being done to, because then once again we're talking about being a victim.
Right, right.
That you're being done to by someone, then you're like, no, I don't have to see it that way. I can do something completely different. Mm-hmm. You know, I can shift my perspective.
So it's like, go ahead, take
that's all you have control of.
And it's like, go ahead and take the source's energy, because I'm just going to be replenished anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. The source is limitless.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
I like that idea.
I like that too.
We're going to have to try that exercise.
God, I'm good.
That's why you're here. So the one thing that, you know, since 2012, so many changes have happened in homes and careers and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And personal goals and diet. You know, let's not talk about my right now, but Susan's doing great on hers.
Yeah, she looks great.
It's a byproduct of eating healthy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And eating at a higher vibration, though.
You know, there is something to be said for shifting to organics. Mm-hmm. There really is. Mm-hmm. The brain fog goes away. There's a whole lot that really happens that is very different when you're not eating foods that have genetically modified, when they're not filled with Roundup, you know, or
preservatives
or any of these other things, and you're eating organic, it does shift because that's our natural state.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know?
Is it true, too, that the more that you're eating organically, I don't find that I'm hungry as often?
I'm less hungry and I eat less.
Okay, so it's not just me.
It's more filling. Okay. It's not just you. For me, it is. Uh-huh. I mean, I can like, well, I'm full and I still have a half a plate of food, you know, so I'll scrape it into something, save it for the next meal or whatever.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm full. I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Hmm.
Wow.
And when you're eating that other food, you just keep eating because you never feel satisfied.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So it makes a difference.
Me and Teresa are going to go on that journey with you, and we're going to see how it works for us because we've had enough. So back to energy vampires.
Yes.
So how can we teach others not to attract them? That's the question I have for people.
Well, first of all, I think we should how to recognize an energy vampire.
There you go.
Yes.
So there was a very famous psychic.
Uh-huh.
She's on television. She was.
Uh-huh.
Great book author.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm not going to mention her name.
Okay.
But she came out and she told everybody, I'm an energy vampire. And she took everybody down in Seattle and other places around the world and showed how they did it all. She did a big documentary on it, right? And now nobody sees her on TV or anything anymore, right? Because she was being honest about this self, about herself. And she's being just her true authentic self, right? But she was saying, like, she was able just to touch somebody. I know that the listeners can't see me, but it's like barely touched my skin and she was able to pull energy.
Right.
And it fulfilled her.
Mm-hmm.
So that can happen by recognizing that. So if somebody's coming up that you don't know and touching you, I mean, personal boundaries, come on.
Yeah. You know. Personal bubble.
Yeah. You're too close. You're a little too close to me. Mm-hmm. So the one thing is when somebody's wanting to clamber onto you, like grab your hand or whatever and stuff, that's one time I say, and if I don't know the person, it's kind of like, wait a minute, let me see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's one thing. The other thing that I always look for is, are they asking me a lot of why questions?
Right.
Like why?
Why? How come?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're actually trying to take that knowledge and try to suck that energy out of me.
Right.
And I won't allow that.
So
there's a way of asking a question without a why.
Right.
How does this feel to know that you're able to be in control of it? You know, something like that. What do you think, Susan?
Well, a little side trip here. Mm-hmm. You know me. I'm kind of go around the circle to get to the point.
I love you.
I love you too. The reason that we shake hands, we put our right hand out because that's the sending hand traditionally. Now, I send and receive in both hands. For a lot of people, traditionally, the right hand is the sending. You reach into the other person's auric field with your sending hand, and they reach into yours with their sending hand.
Right.
And it's a safe space to send in that way with each other. So you're reaching into each other's auric field. Mm-hmm. That's a space. So I will quite often reach out to shake someone's hand when they're approaching me.
Right.
And then if it feels right, I will then hug.
Right.
But
right.
I don't just hug initially. And then that way it gives people that option on if that's their comfort zone.
Right.
So I think part of how you deal with things is how you recognize your own interaction in it. How are you interacting with the other people around you? And pretty basically, are you coming from a space of faith or are you coming from a space of fear?
Right.
If you're coming from, if you're afraid of everything, well, you've already lost.
You lost the battle already.
It's over, you know.
And that's where I've told people, I'm not going to own my own fear. I'm not going to own somebody else's either.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
But I just want people to be aware that they do exist and there are precautions you can take.
And you have power in your own life.
Right.
To accept or not accept people into it.
Well, a lot of people have run into negative people, people that are sad, mad, depressed, act like victims of the undertones that.
Right.
You know, not their fault. It's not my fault.
Well, the power of the victim is huge. In my little booklet that I didn't think the title was long enough, so I added to Being Your Multidimensional Parallel Self,
Go
Creative Workbook, just, because we needed a little longer title.
Mm-hmm.
But in the chapter on power, I talk about the power of the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And that is huge. A victim control. I had a friend who was never on time. She was always late.
Right.
And I said to her one time, do you realize that you're late because it's the one thing you can control in your life?
Right.
Yep.
You can make people wait. They can't do anything until you get there. And it's because you don't feel in control.
Mm-hmm.
And she changed because she was a good person. She didn't understand that unconsciously.
Right.
That was how she was trying to gain some power in her life.
Mm-hmm.
If you say these things to someone in a loving way and you're coming at it because you care about them, not because you're an idiot. Why are you doing this?
Right.
Then you can better deal with it so that you're not hurting someone, but you're not having to get sucked in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know with me, I'm such a sensitive person.
Right.
Emotionally. And I cry easy. But I'm crying easier today than anything, I'm going to tell you. But I try to think, I've got to get over. I can't save the whole world.
No, you can save you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the thing is I've been working on me. And as a little girl of 9, I was taught you have to work on yourself daily until the day you leave this planet.
Yeah.
And then you're going to still keep working on yourself no matter what.
Just change forms.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the butterfly.
I'm telling you. We need to talk about that.
Oh, that's right. When you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. What is it?
So, well, I Stephanie had heard about this. I, greeted them in the parking garage. I tried to run over Bree, but she moved too fast.
I'm like, what is this strange lady doing?
I thought it was funny. Anyway, my daughter, Heather, whose husband is Chippewa from Turtle Mountain, called me and she said, Mom, I'm crying. 87 tribes now have joined the Lakota at Standing Rock. Standing in solidarity with them. And one of the men that's there is an environmental engineer. And what they've discovered is there is an endangered butterfly that lives in the area where the Dakota LLC is trying to drill on Lakota land
without their
permission. Yes. And that they can stop the drilling because this is an endangered species. And we talk about the butterfly effect. And you think that if a butterfly can stop the petroleum industry, what can we as human beings do?
Right.
So that was very powerful. We'll see.
It's going to be very powerful, but it's about transformation.
See, even the animal kingdom is coming to help.
They absolutely will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So that stops the situation then. hopefully it's going to stop it. So as long as you put it out there, that can help stop it.
People still have to pay attention because, you know, the things that are happening here in Washington State and in Oregon of wanting to have these terminals to ship the bakken oil to go, you know, overseas and the coal and all of this.
Right.
So these are all destroying all of our land. And if we don't start with Standing Rock, where you can't get a signal on your cell phone.
Right.
This is why the communication has been so poor. Is there out in the, quote, middle of nowhere, unquote, you know, and the audience can't see me doing air quotes, you know, here. But, you know, people are trying to communicate and get back to people who live in cities and saying, well, this is what's going on. And this is the way that things have been able to be done in this country and on this planet, is you go into areas where it's just indigenous people. You come in and you destroy the land, then you leave this huge mess like
they've done
in Avatar.
The movie.
They've done it in South America. They've done it in Africa. They've done it all over because no one can see you. But the world is changing. I mean, this is, you know, we've said this in March after March, you know, the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. Well, there's more of us than there are of them. We just have to remember that.
That's very true. Very true.
So, and one of my solutions with psychic vampires, in all honesty, is to find a loving way to treat them.
Exactly. Well, most of them don't know they are.
They don't know.
No. They have no idea what an energy vampire is.
So I wrote up some stuff. About it and did a lot of study. I wanted to make sure my information was correct and everything. And I found they're a blamer. They want to blame everybody else but themselves. Or take accountability for who they are and take responsibility for what's happening in their own lives.
Because they operate from fear.
Guilt trippers. Use shame to get what they want. Jealous can never genuinely feel happiness for anyone else.
It's true.
And then, like you had said, the fun haters.
The fun haters. You're having way too much fun.
Unable to embrace joy. The bullies stomp on the little guys to elevate their egos.
And the insecure ones who pull down others to their level of low self-esteem.
Don't look at the little man behind the curtain.
That's right. So the one thing about them is what we can do is love them all. And the more love that we put out by Creator Source and Mother God's Gaia, they can't exist.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the one thing. No doubt that no people like this. You probably care about them. Heck, I know I do. And I'm not going to stop caring about them. Because once we stop caring about them, they've won.
There are very few... very few evil people in the world. There are a lot of needy people in the world, and there are a lot of people operating from fear. If you can find a way to release their fear, help them, not do it for them, but you know, create the arena where they can release the fear themselves, it goes a long way for them feeling comfortable enough in the world to look out at the sky and see what a beautiful day it is. And, you know, the sun is shining and the birds are singing and the butterflies are flying and, you know, and we can love each other.
So what if perhaps I just didn't want to alienate anyone anymore? No matter who they are and what they are and what they believe in. Do you think I could stop it?
I think that would, I totally agree with you. Marianne Messenger, my guest last Friday, said, I can't remember the man she quoted, but it was a beautiful quote, saying, what if you woke up in the morning and just assumed the endless possibility? If you, what if you just started your day with, you know, it's endless possibility. You know, everything is easy. You just start your day with that everything is easy.
Well, I know, like, you did a healing with your pyramid on me. And a lot of things changed for me that day. I'm so thankful. But the one thing I know that really changed was I softened a whole bunch more. And I thought I got that clamshell off of me already, But there's a little bit more to go. And it softened. And I started taking things very personally. But now I realize that I didn't have to take them personally. I had to let go. No matter
That's
who.
That's really hard, too.
It is.
That is not an easy thing to do.
Well, most of the work we have to do on ourselves is hard at first.
Yeah.
But then it
because
gets easier.
You know, it's like fixing your hair without a mirror.
Right.
It's really hard. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Right. It's really hard.
It is. You
know? Right. Well, like when I was going through this time with my husband and my son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now today, like I said, was a whole different day. You saw my son and stuff, right? He came down and he was just really quiet and stuff, right? Well, Susan, you're giggling over there. Get me off my track.
No, I'm sorry. It's like I'm hearing a Tammy Wynette song in my head. After all, he's just a man.
I like that one, Eric.
Sorry.
More singing. Let's do a karaoke version of the Silver Gun Show. That'll be fun. Yeah.
No kidding.
I always wanted to be a background singer, and they're always like, further back, we can still hear you.
So anyway, but I noticed with me today, I ended up feeling all my female energy. And it was like, it was done sucking in my house. I opened up the doors. I had to go outside and get fresh air in my lungs, right? I was like, what the heck? Why do I gotta go? And I was just, not from my nose, but in my mouth, just breathing in, breathing in, breathing in. It was like, I feel better now.
Yeah.
And so it cleaned out the whole house. I opened up the doors and windows and just let everything go through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to worry about, you know, any more garbage and stuff, right?
Right.
And now, men are back in their spots. Women are back in their spots energetically, right?
Right.
I'm not trying to say that they're, you know, abusive or whatever. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're back in their balance now is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And so now that they're balanced, I have a question for you, Susan. What do you do with somebody like me that's all female energy then?
Whatever I want. No, just accept you just the way you are.
Right.
I mean, you're absolutely perfect. You know, we keep saying things like, well, we're not perfect. But the truth is, we are perfect. The sky is different, you know, every day, but it's always perfect, just like you. You're absolutely perfect just the way you are.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to do anything with
I agree with that. But I've had other people ask me, well, what do I do? You know, and I thought today would be
a
great
show.
Well,
what do you want to do? This is what I usually say, well, what do you want? It's the same way I'm with stones. You know, people always saying, what does this stone do? And I'm like, well, what do you want it to do?
Right.
You know, like, well, isn't it supposed to do something? I'm like, well, are you supposed to do something? I mean, you know, it's like,
right.
I mean, it's just like, why don't you just try living?
Right. So for me,
right.
For me, since
become present. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
So when I was a little girl,
last year.
Yeah, last year is right. My mom knew, as a toddler, I was all female energy. She knew it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd fall with my little ruffle dress on, right? Yes, there were a ruffle dress back then, you know? And I'd be 2-3 years old, right? She would have to take me in if there was one speck of dirt on it.
Yeah.
I'd scream till the dress came off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, it was that bad. If I got my hands a little dirty, she'd have to give me a whole bath or I wasn't happy. And that's how it started being recognized when I ever since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, good thing I wasn't your mother.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I know, me too.
Like, oh, get over it, kid.
No. But, even today, how I am about things. Mm-hmm. I don't mind going out and getting your dirty and things, but I've got to jump in the shower right away and clean up and be who I am.
That's funny. You know, Peanuts, the pig pen who always has a little dust. That was my older daughter. I could get her dressed gorgeous, put her in the back seat of the car, you know, go somewhere, open the car to let her out. She was dirty. How did she do that? There was nothing there. I couldn't figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
I'd change that first child, you know, I'd change her clothes 6 times a day, you know.
Right.
And
yeah,
I just gave up. By the time the second one came along, I was like, eh, yeah, whatever.
You know? Right. No, I understand that one because it was just like, wow. So I was telling her on the way up, you know, I'm still that way till today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't scream and holler, though.
No. No. Not all time.
Yeah, that's funny.
Let's not call my husband right now, though.
Yeah.
He'd be
roses.
Saying,
yeah, roses.
I know I got roses. He's like, okay.
So,
go ahead.
How are people to recognize people that are sucking your energy? What is there a feeling?
Tiredness.
Tiredness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiredness. Not drained. Feeling foggy.
Yeah, when you weren't before.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Different things. And what can you do to stop it? Deflect it back.
Right.
The one thing I've done is all of a sudden I will just throw up liquid mirrors. So the dark side's in, the light, like, the mirror part's out, and then deflect it back to them.
You know, I have tried that a few times. And it works amazing.
Uh-huh.
It works amazing because you start to see the person that you're putting the mirrors up are seeing themselves.
And they don't know what to do.
No, they don't. Mm. I love the effect because they start to
and that's
start using their thinking.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
And you don't always have to use it for energy vampires. You can use it for any situation that does not, you know, you don't want to receive their energy of anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, if you don't want to argue with somebody, deflect it, throw up some mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I have found in any situation like that is shift the arena. Do what people aren't expecting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just move it to one side or another, because if this is their game, right, you know, Papa Spot got a brand new game, you know. I mean, they are a master of it.
Right.
They're a master of it. I was advising a woman who was getting a divorce, and she didn't listen. It cost her over $100,000. That I said, you can't win with your ex-husband in this arena. He's a master of it.
Uh-huh.
This is his territory. This is what he does good at.
Wow.
You need to step outside into something else and not fight with him. The minute you engage, you've lost, because this is what he does, and he knows how to do it.
Right.
And you don't. You can't win. So step out of it and don't fight with him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did
she listen to that?
Nope. No,
because
she got engaged in the fight with him.
Right, right. Well, that's stupid. We were taught to do, to engage, especially when it comes to divorce. You know, we were taught that you two are going to not get along anymore.
Right.
And you're going to fight for your house or your car.
My thing is, if it's that important to you, take it.
Right, right.
I can always get more. The world is full of stuff.
Right.
We all have too much stuff now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, believe me. You know what I'm going through
right now. People don't
want to
lose what they already have, but you're not losing. You're gaining.
Right.
You're gaining your freedom.
Freedom.
You know.
Or
freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
That's
right. I just made that up.
No.
We should write a song.
That's a good song. Eric is raising an eyebrow. You've heard the song, right?
Sure.
Sure. I made it up.
Yeah, I think some songwriters in the 60s might have something to say about that.
Yeah, it was a good song.
Only Eric can throw us off like this.
Bobby McGee might have some questions about that claim.
So if you ask yourself, who's draining my life energy? Is there a difference than energy vampires?
Well, that's an interesting question. Your life energy. Well, again, I don't think it's any different. I think it's your essence, and you have control over it if you want it. You know,
yeah.
You don't have to participate.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And a lot of people
There's more. There's always more energy.
An
infinite universe.
So I'm like going, go ahead and try to drain.
Do it.
But it's not going to work with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. And if you want to create a source of energy, be prepared for what you can get with it.
Mm-hmm.
Humor is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just works really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So can objects and buildings zap your energy?
Of course.
Yeah?
Do you know why?
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 Okay, so I got to be honest now, because this is about authentic true self here, being our true self. So I wanted this ring.
Right?
And it was on sale. And then they had 50% off. Then they had a friends and family, which made it 70% off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it. My husband said no. Mm. So, I'm looking at him going, really? You're saying no to me, right?
And it's 30% less than it was when I first started this. I want this ring.
Right, right. So when I looked at that and I went back and thought about it, right? Was I trying to drain my husband's energy to get me what I wanted? Accidentally, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to apologize.
Right.
Send him lots of love and gave him lots of love back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell him, you know what? I don't know what's going on. And this is during this shifting time that was happening, right? This is like 2 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized what was going on and the energy's coming back in and shifting, I was getting more emotional and he was getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get angry, and he'd get emotional, and it was back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it had nothing to do with the ring. Absolutely had to do with not. The, it had never to do, it had nothing to do with rings. I have gorgeous rings from him.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, it had to do with this new change that was happening. I was going back to my female energy. The males are going back to the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Where we have a friend of ours that I found out that is so equally balanced with her energy. It's mm-hmm. great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, here I can go on this journey and just be my female self now. It's over.
Yeah.
So I had to apologize to my husband and say, I'm sorry. That ring really didn't mean anything to me. It was just a mm-hmm. thought, a pattern, you know.
Right.
And did I try? But yes, objects can do it. Houses can do it. All the different things that you really don't need mm-hmm. and you're wanting that much really can do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a story if you want.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we have time or are we going to break?
We're going to go to break in about 3 minutes.
Okay. So really quickly, I had a scarf that I really loved. I took it. I wore it coming back from a trip, and I had bought it from one of my vendors when I had, Emerald Spiral, how soon they forget, the Emerald Spiral Expo. And she usually only had one of a kind of something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I evidently dropped it at a roadside park when I got back into Washington State. And, you know, when I got home, couldn't find it, didn't know where it was. And then I went, okay, well, you know, just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody there, there were a lot of homeless people that would be there. It's really going to enjoy that scarf. They're going to do it. And I thought, well, just in case, why don't I call and see if she has a scarf like that? She usually only had one of a kind, so mm-hmm. I called her. And she goes, no, you know, I usually only have one of a kind, but let me go through. She says, I can't believe this. I have another one.
Wow.
There
you go. So because of releasing it and letting it go and not being attached to it, it came mm-hmm. back.
Yep.
But it got even better. Not only, so she calls me and she says, I'm coming, because it just holds, she lived in Everett. I live uh-huh. in Seattle. And so she calls me, this is the last year on Memorial Day weekend, and I'm doing the NORWAC, Northwest Astrology Conference, at
right.
the DoubleTree in South Center.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me, she says, I'm coming down, I'm you know, want to come over and see you. I said, well, I'm not at home, I'm out at South Center. She laughs, she says, well, I'm at South Center. You know, because I said, well, I'm
too
at DoubleTree,
cool.
just come on over. So we're laughing about this, and I introduce her, so I'm not going to be doing the show anymore. I'm not doing any more shows, but this is really a good show, and your stuff would go really well here, and introduced her to the promoter of the show, and mm-hmm. said, blah, blah, blah. And we're talking, and I said, well, I'm, you know, really thinking about selling the Emerald Spiral Expo. So she had the person that she connected me with that bought the expo, and that's all because I lost the scarf.
Wow.
But I didn't let it go.
Right?
I let it go. I released it and let it go. I didn't hold on to it. And
yep.
because of that, all of this stuff, you know, happened. And I think that that's what it amounts to. You're not attached to the outcome.
Right.
You're just acting from moment to moment.
Right.
As best a way you can.
Right.
And without attachment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's
And then you
great.
Get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that, no, I understand that because I released it.
Exactly.
And
you let it,
was
you let
great.
It go.
It was yeah. just great.
Yep.
It's just great. I mean, we're all on, a couple of us are on a hunt for a pink stone.
Mm-hmm. I have them.
I know. But we're looking for certain pink stones. But anyway.
Ungoliant pink blade calcite.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're going to take a short break.
All right.
And we'll be right back with more Silver Guy Show.
Join us.
Yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, now on when he sang the blues. Good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Silver Gaia
show.
Okay. You're getting used to that one. So, Bree, we have
Shauna Michaels is back with us.
Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you? Empowerment coach.
And I'm amazing. Thank you. Oh, good. So happy to be here.
Good. I'm just going, empowerment coach. Here we go. I mean, special today. So we're talking during the break. What do you get from when knowing that you have an energy vampire around you? How do you feel?
I feel my anxiety goes really high and my temperature goes up.
So you get really hot.
Yeah. Yep. So I just want to go. Like I just was saying earlier, that I just want to go the opposite direction of that person.
Right.
But I think that's more about my own family of origin and what I was taught about and how I learned to cope, mm-hmm. you know, with my energy when I was little, and less about that person and how to deal with them. But that's my initial reaction, is my anxiety will go up and I get really hot and I just want to bolt.
Mm-hmm. My mom was the same way. She really was. She was just like, out of here, let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's more understanding now mm-hmm. than there was back then, you know, in the 60s and 70s and early 80s. And so, mm-hmm. But yeah, my mom was the same way, so I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So what else you got?
Oh, well, so can we be our own energy vampire?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how?
Well, look at the story with the ring.
Right.
Self-sabotage.
Right. Self-sabotage. Mm-hmm.
Sabotage.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, and how many times do we do that? Sometimes we actually do that more than we think.
Right. So, yes, we all can be energy vampires.
Right.
Yes.
So my new thing is looking in the mirror with this extra weight and new teeth and saying, I am beautiful with teeth or without teeth.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Owning it.
Owning it. And so, and nothing's going to bring me down.
Right.
So I have a little post-it note in my bathroom now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying now.
Right.
I am beautiful, who I am, what I am, why I'm here. And if people don't understand me, all they have to do is ask.
That's true.
And then I can understand a multidimensional traveler.
Yes, right? There you go.
You know, right? Because a lot of times, you know, I'd leave and come back and leave and come back. And it's like, you know what? You know, it's okay.
Right.
As Susan's yawning at my conversation.
No, it's not you. It's the hours of work I did prior to coming here.
We like having fun here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got to have fun.
So how can we help some people out there that are recognizing that, oh, I just been sucked dry from a vampire? What can they do to protect themselves?
Oh, Susan got her hands up.
Oh,
Let's go for it.
I was just kidding around. Get a session.
Well, and that's really true. So this is what
improve their nutrition.
So the one thing that they can do is turn it over to God and Goddess.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That is my big thing. Sometimes I'll throw my hands up in the air, and the next thing you'll see me sitting on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So God and Goddess has it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they can take it from me and fill me back up with my own personal energy.
Right.
That does not belong to nobody else.
Right.
So that's one thing that I do to clear it out.
That's absolutely true. I woke up this morning feeling a little down, a little, you know. And so I just kept getting this message over, patience. You need to be patient. Just mm-hmm. don't, you know, you, if it's not moving as fast as you think it should, it doesn't mean that it isn't in right time.
Right.
Right.
So right. patient.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best things we can do with ourselves, because I'm pretty impatient with myself. I haven't done enough. I haven't done, you know
yes.
what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're our own worst critics.
We are.
Right.
We are.
Hopefully.
So we can also set boundaries, what we can do for certain
right.
people and what
right.
we can't.
Right.
So
absolutely.
So set boundaries.
Right. That's yeah. a big thing with me. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm just like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking no more. This is my boundaries. And if you cannot accept it, then I'm sorry. Then yes. I must not be the right person
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, so and that's what, no matter in my personal life,
right.
in my professional life,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm big about boundaries. Right. And I'm not one of those, what do you want to say, those gushy teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, this is how we're going to work together and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that. Shauna's shaking her head. Oh, Bree is so not that
no.
way.
Mm-mm.
I'd rather just be my true authentic self, say how it mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me laugh.
So that's about energy vampires.
Yeah.
And I think we covered that pretty well for
mm-hmm.
a day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go into one more thing.
What is
before
that?
Before she leaves us.
Right.
The copper pyramid. That
oh,
Susan,
copper pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie, I think you've been in the pyramid.
Yes, I have once. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a quickie.
Yes, I got a quickie.
Got a quickie.
So, can you explain a little bit for our listeners?
Sort of. Well, if you understand anything at all about sacred geometry,
mm-hmm.
Sacred geometry, you know, that's what cathedrals were planned on, and they built the cathedrals on top of the springs of the earth healers, you know,
right.
initially.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got water, you've got sacred space that you create. Copper is a conducting metal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the way my pyramid is built is I have stones inside the copper tubing. It's 7 foot base, you know, and 7 foot four up, you know, uprights that go into a copper
mm-hmm.
Cap at the top. But I have an open cap.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I have an octahedron that I can put up there. And I have, I actually have another shape that is the shape of an octahedron in copper. That mm. I don't have set up that as the points come out, yeah.
This is a big one?
It's about the same size. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just don't I'd have room to set both of them mm-hmm. up in that space, but I'm,
right.
I'm planning to set it up later. But I have triangles of copper at each of those points,
mm-hmm.
You know, that go out from the four sides this way and then go that way. You can see that, right, audience? In the But anyway, it's an octahedron. And so... and I have friends in Santa Fe that make sacred geometric spaces,
right.
chambers and all.
Uh-huh.
So you're creating a safe space.
Right.
And you're using the stones enhanced, like the early crowns, mm-hmm. the crowns of the royalty was because those are the people that were to serve the people.
Right.
And they
mm-hmm.
found that enhancing that crown chakra with copper or silver or gold and embedding stones into it helped receive the information better
mm-hmm.
so that those people could take care
right
of the there. Rest of the
right.
Of the people. Wow. It got a little out of hand again, as
but
things
no,
often
I,
do.
I understand that because
right.
I have a couple of them that I wear when I do some service.
Exactly,
work.
Mm-hmm. exactly.
And my mind's eye and everything just goes bam,
boom,
the
right.
energy. You know, so I understand that.
So you're making the space. So that it's I get a lot of people come to me who have trust issues.
Uh-huh.
And so my job is to create a safe space
mm-hmm.
so that they're free. Then no one can come in that isn't of the highest order and the light, you know, the
right.
people's
right.
guides.
Right.
I follow instructions from the people. I follow your guides.
Right, right.
Your guides tell me.
Right.
As an open channel you are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday, you know, I did this session on someone.
Mm-hmm.
And crazy as this sounds, they had me beating two drums at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I did it. I couldn't consciously do it, but I was beating. I had kind of one on a knee and a leg and sitting there and had the floor drum go. I mean, but it's amazing mm-hmm. what people who don't live in physical bodies can
right,
get you
right,
to do.
Right, right.
But, you know, using the sound, using the stone,
mm-hmm.
using the holy water, using all of this together
mm-hmm.
Creates a I don't know exactly how to put it, but it creates whatever is needed so that the guides of that person, whether they be archangels or fairies or, little people or their ancestors, come in and they say blah, 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 and they, do all of these things. So, that's kind of how it works, and you've experienced it. And it's never the same twice.
No, it's not.
It's always different. It's whatever.
And I don't. People have always asked me, "Well, what's it like?" I said, "You know what?
It's experiential.
It's experience, and everybody's just different.
Exactly, and not just every individual. Every time,
right.
is different.
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, think about it. Beginning of this show, we were completely different energetic than we are right now.
Right.
So
yeah.
each moment is different.
Right.
Right.
So, no, it's amazing what it does, because I know the quickies we had him and then the long session I had.
Right.
What a difference. Mm-hmm. What a difference.
Yeah, there was a vampire movie with George Hamilton that said to her in the movie, "With you, never a quickie, always a longie." I don't know. It just popped into my head. Psychic vampires doing quickies in the pyramid. It just all kind of came together.
Mm-hmm. I really recommend people to be doing this with you, Susan.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to be putting on the Silver Guy website everything about you and the pyramid. I think it's really necessary.
That's very kind.
Thank you, and you're welcome. I think it's time that people start realizing how important this pyramid is to people.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that wants to get a hold of Susan, go to susan@susanharmon.com. There you go. And, get a hold of her. And your phone number?
206-853-5225.
Just call and ask her some questions. See if this is right for you. Because I'm going to tell you what, this is an experience that I highly recommend. And I would.
And
not...
I don't ever try to talk anybody into anything except you. I did that with you once.
Yeah.
But
people just have to
make their own decision.
She calls me out of the blue. She says, "You need to get in the pyramid. What for? You need to come get in the pyramid." I've learned not to argue with her anymore.
She argued with me the first time, and it.
Yeah, it backfired.
That didn't work very well, did it?
No.
It's a funny thing. I had this friend years ago who said, this woman said to her, "Well, if psychics know things, why don't they call you?" And she goes, "Susan does." Because I called her up one time. I'm like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?"
You know?
And her husband was walking out the door. I mean, we're talking major thing, and it was so strong. I'm like calling her. Okay, let me talk to him.
Right, and that's really true. I mean, it is so true that happens. I'll get a hit and make sure you're fine, or somebody else.
Exactly.
So
that's, I think, part of it. Don't you agree, Shauna, that part of it is, it's not just hearing what you're being told, it's acting on what you're being told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, but I think that goes back to just trusting, ourselves and knowing how to interpret that information that's coming to us. Because so many people I've found, they hear the information, but then they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Or they feel like it's not their place. Or, their logic gets in the way.
Yeah, their mind. Mm-hmm. The mind is to be the servant of the intuition.
Right.
Not the other way around.
Right.
And I know that for myself, I've been I know that I'm getting this message, but I'm like, be clearer, be more clear. I'm not having a hard time, clarifying the message. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, you need to send it to me in a better way. Actual words would be really nice.
Or with me, I end up driving. It's like I have this movie camera going on constantly.
Yep.
And it's happened with poor Stephanie in the car. It's like, how do you drive? And you're seeing all these answers and stuff and movies. I said, I just do.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is just simply operating from faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, that you're doing the right thing. I mean, I've done, little mini healings in the frozen food section of the grocery store, because that's what was asked of me.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Right.
I don't care if I look stupid or foolish to other people.
Oh,
that's their problem, not mine.
Yeah. That's how I feel, too.
Exactly. I was getting a facial one time, and I just, as soon as the young woman put her hands on me, I just had this whole video going on.
Wow.
And I was almost annoyed for a second there because I'm like, I just want to relax.
This is my time.
Right? But I just tabled it and I asked for the information and I got it and then I checked out. And then at the end, I asked if it was okay for me to tell her. And she was extremely thankful because it was actually something that she'd been really struggling with, a decision that she was trying to make. And I'm like, I don't have invested interest. Here's the information. And she was just totally blown away, but really open.
Right.
You know, so thank goodness.
And that's important because what will happen is people's guides, I've had actually had them say to me, you can hear us, right? I'm like, yeah, what the hell do you want? You know what I mean? Well, they're not listening. This person's not listening. Will you please tell them this?
Wow.
And so that's kind of our job. That's what happened with you. I mean, you're sitting there, and it's my time. Like, but you can hear us, so please tell her this. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's
and that's just love being up challenge. They're coming through, and they're coming through, and it's like, you guys, we do get headaches once in a while. You know, it's kind of slow down just a little bit for us, you know, so sometimes we have to take control of that.
I like the fact when I get exciting news to share with somebody.
Yes.
And their guides won't let me.
Really?
It's like, you can't, not right now. And it might be the next day.
Uh-huh.
But the message, I guess, for them at that time, they wouldn't understand.
Right.
So you give it more time, and it's like, oh, now this is what they wanted me to tell you. And this is why I was so excited that I wanted to tell you and really bummed that I couldn't at that time. Mm-hmm. So they do stop you from, like, it won't come out.
Well, it's just like when I'm going through a transformation of some kind. And I can't tell people for a few months why.
Right.
And now I can finally tell things, reasons why. You know,
right.
It drives me crazy. So, Susan, I'm so glad you're here. I've been, I'm so thankful that you've come, you know, and that you have so much to share with others. And I'm going to push a pyramid and your healings that you're doing that in drumming circles. I think that people need to understand just how amazing and powerful you are to help others with being an open channel. So I just want to thank you for all the work you're doing for the universe.
Well, you know, honestly, there's, what, 140,000 of us at least. And the other people in this studio room right now do just as much. They just do it differently. You know, we're all doing something. And that's what it really amounts to. I think that if your audience can learn, take one thing away, it's to value themselves. And realize how valuable each single person is. That we all have value.
No, I agree with that. Because, I mean, you have to have faith and trust in yourself. And knowing that, you know, we're okay and we're doing our job. You know, somebody has said that maybe we should have psychic police one time. I started laughing. I'm going, maybe we should once in a while. You know, and, you know, like I had talked about an astrologer that was telling people other people's charts, which is really frustrating to me because I had seen that astrologer. And I'm going, this has got to stop. This inner fighting has to stop.
It's silly. Well, I call some of those folks members of the Queen Bee Club.
I've never heard that one. That's good.
You like Queen Bee. The Queen Bee Club, you know, like we just know a little bit more than everybody else.
Well, and here's my thing. If you have to say you're the best or you're a professional psychic or the best
you
psychic,
don't have
the best
to.
Healer,
you don't.
You're not the best.
I am. No way.
But you're not the best.
Yeah.
And so
well, I am. I mean, that is I am is
I am,
I am that I am.
Right. The I am I am.
Well, but the best has only to do with ego.
Right.
The, it doesn't. That's just the brain interfering.
Stephanie and I were somewhere and this person said they were professional psychic. And I'm going, I must be chopped liver and walked off.
I think I saw that person.
I think I dated that person.
Susan, you're getting around, lady. But so guess what I'm going to do on the next hour?
What, babe?
I'm going to actually talk an experience that happened to me when I was 9 years old, how I healed it, and how I keep healing it to this day.
All right.
Well, I will be listening on my car radio because I will probably be stuck in traffic on my way home.
Chances are, yes.
You can listen.
I can.
And, you know, I'm going to be talking about something very personal. So what I'm going to say is if there's any young children in the listening in, you might not want to have them in. So I'm putting that out there right now.
Okay.
Because it's very personal.
Wow.
And it's happened to a lot of us,
whether
it be male or female.
Yeah.
But I'm going to finally speak my truth and how I got through that.
Okay.
And we'll be more back with Silver Gaia.
Is that truth of an adult nature? Is that why you're giving the
That's
warning?
Right.
Okay. We're going to keep it clinical, though.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're not. Well, I'm, you know what, Eric?
See, usually he just says that to me.
Look at that. You're in the room. That's why. No, it's going to be adult nature, and it's not going to be anything that is going to upset, you know, but if you have.
It's just a little above the head.
Sure. Right. So I just want to be careful, but we'll be back with more Silver Guy Show.
Excellent. Stay tuned, everybody.